Hi, I'm Barb Magella, and you're listening to Strange Brew, with unusual facts, random information, and trivia from Mental Floss Online, and far-fetched, not-at-all factual news stories from The Onion Online. These readings may be irreverent and could, on occasion, contain language and content that some might find offensive. I hope you'll enjoy the program. Tonight, let's start with a story from mentalfloss.com. From mentalfloss.com, Fun. All Rise for Judge Barbie. By Hannah McDonald. October 2019. She's been a ballerina, an astronaut, a computer engineer, and even an Olympic skier. Now, Judge Barbie is gearing up to have her own day in court. On October 7th, Mattel announced via Twitter that this year's Career of the Year doll will be a judge. We learned that only 33% of sitting U.S. state judges are female, Lisa McKnight, global brand manager for Barbie, told USA Today of the impetus for this year's career choice. The new doll, which is available for purchase on Amazon, comes in four different skin colors with four different hairstyles. Judge Barbie is the most recent in a line of dolls highlighting careers that lack female representation. Past Career of the Year dolls have included a video game developer, a film director, an entrepreneur, and a robotics engineer. Barbie has had over 200 careers, McKnight told USA Today. We like to say there isn't a plastic ceiling that Barbie hasn't broken. Barbie's 2019 Career of the Year announcement coincides with the one-year anniversary of the company's effort to close the dream gap, the period in childhood when girls begin to doubt their own intelligence. Beginning this year, Barbie is partnering with GoFundMe to raise money to support girls' education. October 7th's announcement came 2 weeks after Barbie announced its first gender-neutral dolls and about 7 months after the company introduced dolls with disabilities. From mentalfloss.com, Big Questions. This website answers all your burning "Can I microwave this?" questions. By Ellen Gutowski, October 2019. Microwaves are modern-day magical beasts that indulge our expectations of instant gratification and rescue children who forgot to take the chicken out of the freezer from the wrath of the parents who told them to do so. However, if you try to nuke the wrong thing, your microwave just might breathe fire. To answer all your definitely not dumb questions about what the wrong thing to microwave actually is, there's a website called Can You Microwave? It's canyoumicrowave.com. It covers everything from clothes, surprisingly, yes, with a few caveats, to cookie dough, sadly, no. And each entry contains an explanation of why it does or doesn't belong in a microwave. If the item is safe, the site also provides directions on how best to microwave it. As Lifehacker reports, the site is organized by category: cheese and stuff, materials, breakfast, and meat, among others. If you're interested in exploring, but you can also search for your item in the search bar if you have something specific in mind, can't find what you're looking for, submit your question on the contact page and wait for an email response. By including such thorough answers, the site debunks some common myths that may be impacting how you usually use your microwave. For example, though plastic Ziploc containers seem like they should be kept far away from your microwave, they're actually fine in there. As Can You Microwave explains, people often think plastic shouldn't be heated because it contains toxic chemicals called dioxins. But Ziploc doesn't even manufacture any products with dioxins. And questions that may sound a little off the wall to begin with, like, can I microwave wine, often turn out to make perfect sense. The person had refrigerated red wine to preserve it and then had forgotten to let it warm to room temperature before a dinner party. Interestingly enough, the answer was yes, and even pointed to an old New York Times article claiming that sommeliers often use the microwave trick, though they might not admit it. From mentalfloss.com, travel. You can now go inside Chernobyl's Reactor 4 Control Room by Ellen Gutowski, October 2019. The eerie interior of Chernobyl's Reactor 4 Control Room, the site of the devastating nuclear explosion in 1986, is now officially open to tourists, as long as they're willing to don full hazmat suits before entering and undergo two radiology tests upon exiting. Gizmodo reports that the structure, which emits 40,000 times more radiation than any natural environment, is encased in what's called the New Safe Confinement, a 32,000-ton structure that seals the space off from its surroundings. All things considered, it seems like a jolly jaunt to these ruins might be ill-advised, but radiology tests are par for the course when it comes to visiting the exclusion zone, and even tour guides have said that they don't usually reach dangerous levels of radiation on an annual basis. Though souvenir opportunists have made off with the most of the plastic switches on the machinery, the control room still contains original diagrams and wiring. And, according to Ruptly, it's also been covered with an adhesive substance that prevents dust from forming. The newly public attraction is part of a concerted effort by the Ukrainian government to rebrand what has historically been considered an internationally shameful chapter of the country's past. We must give this territory of Chernobyl a new life, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said in July. Chernobyl is a unique place on the planet where nature revives after a global man-made disaster, where there is a real ghost town. We have to show this place to the world, scientists, ecologists, historians, tourists. It's also an attempt to capitalize upon the tourism boom born from HBO's wildly successful miniseries Chernobyl, which prompted a 35% spike in travel to the exclusion zone earlier this year. Zelensky's administration, in addition to declaring the zone an official tourist destination, has worked to renovate paths, establish safe entry points and guidelines for visitors, and abolish the photo ban. From mentalfloss.com, big questions. Why do you stop feeling tired as soon as you climb into bed? By Michelle Debchak, October 2019. There are few situations more frustrating. After a day spent nodding off at your desk, on the train, and on your couch, you suddenly can't sleep the moment you crawl into bed. It's not that you aren't tired or have insomnia necessarily. Like a curse designed just to torture you, the sleeplessness only seems to occur when you're in your own bed at home, aka the place where you'd prefer to do your sleeping. This maddening problem isn't in your head. According to Time magazine, many people have more trouble falling asleep in their own beds than they do elsewhere, thanks to a phenomenon called learned or conditioned arousal. Conditioned arousal develops when you inadvertently train your body to associate your bed with being awake. In many cases, this results from doing stimulating activities in bed. For instance, if you like to slip under the covers and spend 40 minutes watching Netflix before closing your eyes, you're teaching your brain that your bed isn't for sleeping. That means the next time your head hits the pillow, your body will respond by preparing for the next episode of Friends instead of releasing the chemicals that help you fall asleep. The same goes for scrolling through apps, eating, and even reading in bed. Doing things that aren't sleeping in bed isn't the only way to develop conditioned arousal. If there are other factors keeping you up at night, like thoughts about your day or that cup of coffee you had at 8 p.m., they can lead to the same result. Your brain starts to associate being in bed with tossing and turning all night. So even if those mental and physical stimulants go away, the muscle memory of being awake in bed remains. Conditioned arousal is a vicious cycle that can't be broken in one night. The only way to manage it, according to the American Psychological Association, the APA, is to minimize behaviors that contribute to poor sleep habits and to reserve your bed for sleeping. Although sex is okay, according to the APA. If you're a nighttime scroller, browse apps in a different room before getting into bed, or skip checking your phone at the end of the day altogether. When you spend more than 20 minutes struggling to fall asleep in bed, get up and move to a different part of the house until you get sleepy again. This will stop your brain from strengthening the association between your bed and feeling restless. The results won't be instant, but by sticking to a new sleep routine, you should eventually train your body to follow healthier patterns. Of course, combating conditioned arousal alone isn't always effective. In people with conditions like anxiety and insomnia, intrusive thoughts and genetic factors can prevent them from falling asleep even under ideal circumstances. In such cases, the help of a medical professional may be required to sleep more soundly. From mentalfloss.com, Book Corner. Why Little Women Still Matters More Than 150 Years Later by Garen Pernia, October 2019. In 1868, Louisa May Alcott published the first part of Little Women, which would become her most famous novel, though it took her less than 2 months to write it. Today, more than 150 years later, Oscar-nominated director Greta Gerwig is already generating awards buzz for her upcoming adaptation of Alcott's novel, which will star Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson, Florence Pugh, Eliza Scanlon, Laura Dern, and Timothée Chalamet. The film, of course, comes less than a year after the BBC adapted the story into a miniseries, for the fourth time, which ran as part of PBS's Masterpiece series in the spring of 2018. These two projects are just the latest celebrations of the beloved novel, which has been adapted more than 24 times, not only for film and television, but as stage plays, musicals, an opera, a radio drama, and even a Japanese anime series. All of which begs the question, why, after all this time, do we continue to return to a coming-of-age story based on four sisters who grew up in the 19th century? One reason is because the book is written with such natural dialogue that even today, it remains realistic in its portrayal of womanhood, not just girlhood. Women in the World posits that Alcott's real life, she and her family lived in poverty, she and her family moved 30 times in 22 years, she was a writer when women weren't encouraged to write, she was sexually harassed, translated into universally relatable content that has managed to transcend the decades. Especially as it's written with what many deem to be an undeniable feminist bent. In real life, Alcott never married, but as a writer, she was ultimately forced to marry all the March sisters off. In Meg, Jo, Beth, Amy, The Story of Little Women and Why It Still Matters, author Anne Boyd Rieu suggests that one of the reasons Little Women has endured is because the book isn't just a sentimental and sweet novel, but also a book about female rage. In discussing Ryu's book in The New Republic, Sarah Blackwood wrote, Bronson Alcott's strict adherence to his ideals, vegetarianism, selflessness, and political commitments to use no cotton, wool, sugar, molasses, or rice, meant that his children were often improperly clothed and malnourished. He once left his wife Abigail alone with two small children so that he could focus on his studies for a year, during which Abigail weathered the first of many miscarriages on her own. Lizzie Alcott, the inspiration for the saintly Beth March, appears to have starved herself to death. Her mother and sisters attended her during a protracted, painful, and utterly irredeemable death. Alcott was always keenly aware of how much she had to temper and redirect her own ambitions simply because she was a woman. The article goes on to suggest that Little Women has endured because of the power of its lessons about balancing family and career, individualism and selflessness, and the value of truly companionate marriage. Yet it doesn't shy away from how these values can often create contradictions in one's life. The homes Alcott depicts are both cozy and claustrophobic, the marriages companionate and perverse, and the March girls' dreams both fulfilled and depressingly renounced, Blackwood wrote. Yet 150 years later, Alcott's experiences in deciding whether or not to marry and how to navigate what was clearly a man's world as a woman remain painfully relatable to today's artists and audiences. For Gerwig, who became the first female filmmaker to earn a Best Director Oscar nomination for her debut film with 2017 semi-autobiographical Lady Bird, her upcoming Little Women adaptation may be even more personal. This feels like autobiography, Gerwig told Vanity Fair. When you live through a book, it almost becomes the landscape of your inner life. It becomes part of you in a profound way. Millions of the book's fans would agree. And now let's move on to some outrageous and totally bogus news from TheOnion.com. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Business that supposedly considers itself one big family doesn't want employees bathing together. October 10th, 2019, Atlanta. Protesting what they view as glaring hypocrisy, employees at Liberty Point Insurance said they were disheartened Thursday to learn that despite its repeated claims that they were one big family, the company they work for nonetheless objected to them bathing together. Well, I suppose all that talk about how we're this tight-knit unit was just so much corporate lip service. Otherwise, why would they tell us we can't lather up and scrub off the dirt with our co-workers? Said adjuster Derek Hansen, who confirmed he felt betrayed by the new position on bathing and, along with other employees, asked how else the company's phrase, "We're all one family," was supposed to be interpreted. We were just splashing around a little, and then out of nowhere, HR steps in and says we can't do that anymore. Seriously, how am I supposed to get all the soap off my back without Jim or Kendra or one of my other office mates there to help me with the loofah? This is worse than the time we were all reprimanded for wearing matching overalls to work. No more rub-a-dub-dub. You've got to be kidding me. Hansen went on to speculate that next he and his co-workers would be prohibited from crawling into their boss's arms to calm down after a scary nightmare. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. White House unveils lightly edited memorandum of U.S. Constitution that specifically declares Trump's innocence. September 25, 2019, Washington. Seeking to exculpate the president from alleged wrongdoing, the White House released a lightly edited memorandum of the U.S. Constitution Wednesday that specifically declares Trump's innocence. The President of the United States of America shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and together with the Vice President, chosen for the same term, can talk to whatever foreign official he wants about any subject whenever he wants, consequence-free, read the memo, which White House sources indicated did not include the full text of the nation's founding document, but offered a summation of its important points, such as, Congress has the power to shut up and stay out of the president's way. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, assuming they are Democratic officials. This impeachment process shall not hold in the event that the president is a former real estate developer whose party controls the Senate, Make America Great Again, Trump 2020. At press time, legal scholars had suggested that despite the edits, the memorandum contained over a dozen examples of the president breaking the law. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Green Giant offering program where gun owners can trade in firearms for green beans. September 13, 2019, Parsippany, New Jersey. Claiming that the recent spate of mass shootings gave them no choice but to stand up and try to make a difference, vegetable purveyor Green Giant launched a new program Friday where gun owners can trade in their firearms in exchange for green beans. These kinds of weapons have no place on the street or in our homes, which is why Green Giant is stepping up and offering 25 pounds of green beans for any semi-automatic weapon turned over to us, said spokesperson Gina Sorpino, adding that a new ad campaign running in every major market promised gun owners who turned in multiple weapons could receive premium products like their Italian herb vegetable medley, and fire-roasted sautéed zucchini. We don't want to force people to give up their guns, and we think our flavorful, healthy green beans are just the incentive people need. You can snack on them, put them in a casserole, even grill them. And, unlike guns, the fatalities caused by green beans are almost non-existent. We hope gun owners will join Green Giant in building a safer world for our children. At press time, Green Giant had discontinued the program after receiving over 5 million death threats. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Experts recommend families have planned for ditching weakest member in case of disaster. September 26, 2019, Washington. Assuring citizens that catastrophe survival can be as easy as locking their feeble-bodied relatives in the basement and throwing away the key, emergency management officials recommended Thursday that families devise plans to ditch their weakest in the event of a disaster. Most Americans know to instantly abandon their spouses in an emergency, and about half of American parents instinctively know to abandon their children. But it's crucial to also have a list of which siblings and grandparents will be dead weight when shit hits the fan, so that you can cut them loose too, said Federal Emergency Management Administration logistics expert Dr. Alan Monahan, adding that the fittest family members should inform their loved ones beforehand about which of them will be pushed off a roof during a flood or out of a moving car while outrunning lava flows. We find it's easier for people to leave grandma in her wheelchair to ride out the earthquake if you have a plan. The important thing is you pick someone and make sure that there's no chance for the weak to sap your precious and limited resources. Officials have since amended their statement to advise discretion and restraint after the Eastern Seaboard had descended into chaos upon learning the forecast called for thunderstorms. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Bank hostages can't believe police didn't spring for better pizza. October 10, 2019, Fresno, California. Carefully maneuvering across the blood-spattered lobby toward the boxes of food, hostages inside a locked-down Wells Fargo whispered amongst themselves Thursday that they couldn't believe the police didn't spring for better pizza. Ugh, thin crust, are you kidding me? These cops have the entire PD budget at their disposal and they can't shell out an extra $30 for some mozzarella sticks and a 2-liter? Said bank teller Anita Suarez, one of several captives voicing their complaints as they sat zip-tied and huddled around a stack of 3 medium Domino's cheese pizzas with no toppings or dipping sauces. I understand this is a high-pressure situation, what with Steve threatening to kill us if the cops don't meet his demands and all, but they could have at least tried that really nice brick oven place down the street, or let us order for ourselves. You have to assume they'll get reimbursed for the food, so why not go all out and treat us to something fresh and local? For a lot of us, this gross, cardboard-like attempt at pizza is probably our last meal, which totally sucks. They didn't even give us any napkins for our greasy hands or bullet wounds. At press time, the bank hostages were urging their captor not to stand down until they got some garlic knots and ranch sauce. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. House Democrats vow to hold president accountable with agriculture bill where first letter of every line spells out impeach Trump. September 10th, 2019. Washington. Seeking to mollify a segment of their base clamoring for inquiries into the president's misconduct, House Democrats announced Tuesday that they would be holding the administration accountable by voting on an agricultural bill in which the first letter of every line spells out impeach Trump. We believe this is a fair compromise that falls short of the full impeachment inquiry some have asked for, but still shows voters who have the correct decoder that Democrats aren't taking this president's crimes lying down, said House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, telling reporters that the bill had been brought to the floor despite objections from Democrats in battleground districts who generally favored a more complex alphabetic cipher that would eventually spell out impeach Trump if polling improves, or impeach Trump at the ballot box. When our children look back on this period of history, they will know that the Democratic Party served as a check on this corrupt administration by putting forward a bold and straightforward word puzzle proclaiming that this is not who we are as Americans, said Hoyer. At press time, an elated Hoyer confirmed that the House had secured the bill's passage after tacking on an additional $2.5 million in funding for the president's border wall. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Nations indigenous people confirm they don't need special holiday, just large swaths of land returned immediately. October 14, 2019, Washington. Affirming the importance of traditions like Columbus Day to other Americans, the nation's 573 federally recognized Indian nations released a joint statement Monday, confirming they don't need a special holiday and would be perfectly fine with just having large swaths of land returned to them immediately. Look, we get why Christopher Columbus is very important to some people, and we're more than willing to compromise so long as the U.S. government returns 1.5 billion acres of land to us as soon as they can, said Chief Harold Longtoe Wimet, 63, an Abenaki elder who confirmed that although marching in a parade honoring Native peoples might be interesting, the group of indigenous tribes would vastly prefer if U.S. residents could just vacate Manhattan, the Black Hills, and thousands of other sites taken from Native American peoples through broken treaties, coercion, and violence. Obviously, honoring someone who caused a mass genocide is still troubling, but we're seriously open to letting that slide if we get back, say, the continent that you stole from us? That or $35 trillion, your choice, honestly. At press time, the U.S. government had responded to the Native people's request with an offer of $5 in lump silver per person and a box of the finest cloth ever purveyed in Europe. And that's all we have time for tonight. You've been listening to Strange Brew with stories from October 2019, mentalfloss.com, and September and October 2019, TheOnion.com. I hope you enjoyed the program and you'll tune in again next Friday for more Strange Brew. Until then, this is Barb Magella wishing you a good evening and a great week.